Hey, all right, Coach Fran, I'm your host, Evan. I'm up here in the studio with Ryan Marcus, and, of course, Erica's going to give you your new newscast a little later today. We are going to do the NFL right here on Bobcat Radio. Give us a call, 512-245-FIRE. As matchups galore were happening, and let's talk about that Ravens-Bengals game. As that one came down to the wire, how about Andy Dalton showing showing some elite status? 4-2-1. I don't really count that tie. 27-24. How about Andy Dalton? 256. No interception. That's pretty good.
I think
No AJ Green.
Mohamed Sanu has really stepped up since AJ Green has been gone. And I thought the Ravens, I still think they are one of the better teams in the AFC North, in the AFC in general, but the Bengals looked shaky. They got smacked by the Patriots a couple weeks ago on Sunday Night Football, but they've bounced back well, although they did have the poopy loss to the Carolina Panthers. But I think they could possibly be a wild card team, and depending on how the Ravens play for the rest of the season, even the Steelers, too. The Steelers have really set their game up as well.
Eagles, Cardinals, the Cowboys got some help from the desert as they beat the Eagles 24-0. You had your Carson Palmer, 329, two touchdowns, channeling his USC days, and then Larry Fitzgerald sighting, a 160 through the air and a touchdown. Not just a touchdown, it was like an 80-yard burner.
Larry Fitzgerald continues to play well despite his old age, but that Cardinals defense is really what wins games for them. They held the high-power Chip Kelly Eagles offense to 20 points, although Patrick Peterson's out with a concussion. We'll see how that shakes out.
Kyle Orton coming in for the Buffalo Bills. Everyone goes, well, you've got to let E.J. Manuel grow. Blah, 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 blah. Sammy Watkins, 3 receptions, 157, a touchdown. Kyle Orton, 10 for 17, 238 yards, 4 touchdowns. If you had him on your fantasy points, he's doing good.
Can we talk about Sammy Watkins' early touchdown celebration? Did you see that?
Don't look now, but the Bills are 5-3, 3-1 in conference. Yeah, let's talk about it.
Sammy Watkins, great catch, burned a couple people, celebrated about 15 yards shy of the touchdown and got tackled from behind. A very rookie mistake. Keep your head up, Sammy.
He got tackled from behind. I missed that one. Let's talk about Russell Wilson, who took his 4-3 Seattle Seahawks to 2-2 on the road. They beat the Panthers 13-9. Cam Newton's 3-4. Are you worried for the Seahawks, or are you worried for Cam Newton?
I'm worried for both. I think the Seahawks have shown themselves to be a mediocre team this year. They started off strong with a win against the Broncos, but they really haven't been playing well since then. And Cam Newton, you said it from the beginning of the show, you know, since we started this semester, the Panthers are struggling when they probably shouldn't be.
The Panthers, I did not think, should be struggling with that defense and Luke Kuechly and how versatile Cam Newton could be, but they've got no wide receivers. They've got the guy from Florida State.
Kelvin Benjamin. He's really good, but he needs help.
Defense, he's looking at offensive rookie of the year, if you ask me. And then how about Teddy Bridgewater leading the rookies with 3 wins on the season as they beat the Buccaneers in overtime. Walk-off touchdown win, Bridgewater, 24-42, 241, and touchdown. And then how about your boy Patterson that you kept talking about? 6 catches, 86 yards? That's pretty good.
Cordarrelle Patterson is a do-it-all Percy Harvin type player, and I think he's really starting to flourish.
Let's talk about it right now. Your Denver Broncos. Your Denver Broncos, I know how much you like Peyton Manning, are now 6-1. The Dallas Cowboys are 6-1. They have the best records in the NFL as of right now. The Lions are sitting there at 6-2. They're no slouch right themselves. Who's a better team? Forget about the game tonight with the Cowboys. We'll talk about that later. Who's better, the Broncos or the Cowboys right now? Because they have the best records in the NFL.
I have to say the Broncos are the best team in the NFL, and I might be biased because I've said it before, I am a Broncos fan, but the way the offense has been playing, they're impossible to stop, and that Broncos defense has really gotten into their groove later on in this season since that upsetting loss to the Seattle Seahawks. Now, very similar things could be said against the Cowboys, but I don't think the Cowboys have had as tough of a schedule as the Broncos have had so far.
And then the Lions were home, and they beat the Falcons.
That was in England.
Oh, excuse me, that game was in England. That's right, because it was on at 9 a.m. They beat the Falcons 22-21. Matt Stafford, 325, two touchdowns. Golden Tate, 7 catches, 151.
He's on my fantasy team.
He had a touchdown. And then how about Matt Ryan and our Joplo Bar 2 Falcons? They are not looking too good right now.
Not at all. I'm really surprised. I really thought they had it figured out 2 years ago, and they haven't been playing the same since then.
Let's talk about the game tonight as the Dallas Cowboys are on the road in Washington, D.C. to take on the Redskins. Who you got?
The Cowboys, they should go in and absolutely mollywop the Redskins, who have no idea what's going on.
You think the Cowboys are just going to come in no problem?
Yes. And I'm not the biggest believer in the Cowboys either.
I'm 7-1. I think a little Cowboy magic is happening tonight. I'm a little worried.
Negative Cowboy magic.
Let's do our picks for next week. Here we go. Starting it off, week 9 in the NFL. Believe it or not, we are already halfway through the NFL season. It's going to start Thursday night,